Blackstone Publishing presents The Lovely and the Lost by Jennifer Lynn Barnes. This book is read by Emily Lawrence. For Daniel, Matthew, Georgiana, and Joseph, and their dog Ginger, Dominic and Julian, and their dog Hazel, and Connor and Colin, and their dog Remy. With love, from Aunt Jen. Chapter 1. St. Jude was the patron saint of impossible causes. My foster brother took his namesake very seriously. In the 11 years since his mother had found me, half wild and dying in a ravine, I had never once known Jude to throw in the towel when the odds were stacked against him. Jude Bennett had never met a lost cause he did not immediately embrace with the whole of his overly optimistic soul. I was a testament to that sometimes endearing, sometimes frustrating aspect of Jude's personality, and so was the fact that he was currently standing in the middle of a party at Hangman's Ridge, holding an old-school boombox over his head and blasting 80s music in the direction of a girl who literally did not know his name. As in, I had literally heard her call him Kyle. Twice. "Boy still insisting that Kyle is a nickname for Jude?" Free came to stand beside me, leaning back against the truck. She shook her long blonde hair back over her shoulder and crossed one ankle over the other, as she hooked her thumbs through the belt loops on her faded jeans. "He's moved on from nickname to term of endearment," I said, watching as Jude punched a fist into the sky. "Remind me to limit his consumption of 80s movies going forward." "Won't help," Freya opined, reaching up to swat at a mosquito on her arm. "Katie say anything to you about whether or not she's going to let the military have Pat?" Free didn't believe in segues between one subject and the next. "Not a word," I said, taking my eyes off Jude long enough to get a better look at Free. "Why? Did she say something to you?" Pat, short for Padawan, Jude's choice of name, not mine, was a 14-month-old golden retriever and quicker on the uptake than any other dog we'd trained. Jude and Free were holding out hope that Katie, Jude's mother and my foster mother, would keep our star pupil. But every time I took Pat out, I could feel her energy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?